This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website at gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past, present, and future programs that you may listen to, and Pastor Terry Priestap does a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. You can contact us through the website contact page. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. That internet website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program along with our postal address too. What does it mean that the Bible is inspired? When people speak of the Bible as inspired, they are referring to the fact that God divinely influenced the human authors of the Scriptures in such a way that what they wrote was the very Word of God. In the context of the Scriptures, the word inspiration simply means God breathed. Inspiration means the Bible truly is the Word of God and makes the Bible unique among all other books. There can be no doubt that the Bible itself claims that every word in every part of the Bible comes from God. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 12 and 13 reads, "Now we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. And we speak about these things, not with words taught us by human wisdom, but with those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people." Full inspiration is an essential characteristic of the Word of God. The extent of inspiration can be clearly seen in 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. This verse tells us that God inspired all Scripture and that it is profitable to us. It is not just the parts of the Bible that deal with religious doctrines that are inspired, but each and every word from Genesis to Revelation. Because it is inspired by God, the Scriptures are therefore authoritative when it comes to establishing doctrine and sufficient for teaching man how to be made right in a relationship with God. The Bible claims not only to be inspired by God, but also to have the supernatural ability to change us and make us complete. What more can we need? Another verse that deals with the inspiration of the Scriptures is 2 Peter 1:21. "For no prophetic message ever came just from the human will, but people were under the control of the Holy Spirit as they spoke the message that came from God." This verse helps us to understand that even though God used men with their distinctive personalities and writing styles, God divinely inspired the very words they wrote. Jesus Himself confirmed the inspiration of the Scriptures when He said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law. That's Matthew 5, 17 and 18. In these verses, Jesus is reinforcing the accuracy of the scriptures down to the smallest detail and the slightest punctuation mark, because it is the very word of God. Because the scriptures are the inspired word of God, we can conclude that they are also inerrant and authoritative. That is, there are no errors in them. A correct view of God will lead us to a correct view of His Word. Because God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and completely perfect, His Word will by its very nature have the same characteristics. The same verses that establish the inspiration of the Scriptures also establish that it is both inerrant, without mistakes, and authoritative. Without a doubt, the Bible is what it claims to be, the undeniable, authoritative Word of God to humanity. Now, what does it mean that the Bible is God-breathed? Well, in 2 Timothy 3:16, Paul states, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." This is the only use in the Bible of the Greek word which means God-breathed, inspired by God. But other scriptural passages support the basic premise of Scripture being inspired by God. The power of the breath of God in divine inspiration pervades Scripture. God breathed the breath of life into Adam in Genesis 2:7, and Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," John 20:22. In 2 Peter 1:21, we are told that prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Here we see the truths of Scripture described as coming directly from God and not from the will of the writers he used to record them. Peter notes that Paul writes, "With the wisdom that God gave him, and that failure to take heed to these messages is done at the peril of the readers." 2 Peter 3:15 and 16. Scripture comes from the Holy Spirit, who gives it to us in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths in spiritual words. 1 Corinthians 2:13. In fact, the Berean believers faithfully use the inspired Word of God to check Paul's adherence to the Word, as they examined the Scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Acts 17:11. Faith is central to how anyone receives the inspired Word of God, because the man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. The spiritual man is the one who has been given the gift of faith, Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for the salvation of his soul. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, "Faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see." There is a righteousness in the gospel revealed by God in the Scriptures, but our righteousness comes and is maintained by and through faith alone. The righteous will live by faith, Romans 1:17. Although 2 Timothy 3:16 may be the only place in the Bible where the phrase "God breathed" is used to describe the Word of God, Scripture has many references with similar claims. These are actually God's words reminding us that His truth and love can be found there to guide us in all aspects of life. Perhaps James has the final word about the nature of Scripture and many other things when he proclaims, "All generous giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or the slightest hint of change." That's James 1:17. When it is put to the test, the Bible is proved true in every area. Its truth extends to the spiritual as well. When the Bible teaches that all have sinned and the wages of sin is death, then we need to believe that too. And when the Bible tells us that God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, then we can and should believe that also. So when you hear me quote frequently from the Bible, the reason I do so is that the Bible is the only authority we have about the one true God and His only Son, Jesus Christ. We must rely on the Bible as our completely reliable source of salvation and knowledge of God. The Bible tells us how to be saved, how to believe in Jesus as Savior, and how to be born again, to be ready to enter heaven and live with God eternally. Now, friend, have you trusted in Jesus as your personal Savior? If you have not, I urge you to do so today. Don't put it off. If you have already trusted in Jesus, please write to us and share the details of your salvation experience. I would love to read your letter. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. And now a sample of some listener mail we have received recently. A listener from Uganda writes, I have been able to hear your presentation on Radio East Africa, which not only educated me, but also helped my family so much, because we now live in Christ's ways. We thank that Ugandan for writing to us. And now here's a man from Ghana who writes, God has blessed me immensely through this broadcast and has built up my spiritual life, helping to get ready for Christ's soon coming. Well, we thank that listener for writing us from Ghana. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us as well. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. We have the audio for past programs you may listen to. You can contact us through the contact form at our internet website. That web address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how Christ has touched your life through our broadcast. If you have comments or have questions about anything I've said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Psalm 119, verses 89 and 90. Forever, O Lord, your word will never change in heaven. You are faithful to all people for all time. You have made the earth, and it stands.